I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Every year in January, the American Diabetes Association releases its updated standards of diabetes care. Dr. Andrea Loftley is here to talk about the latest recommendations for managing diabetes. Dr. Loftley is an associate professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loftley, medication and lifestyle modification seem to play an incredibly important role in treatment for diabetes. Tell us about this combined approach to managing this condition.
It's important to mention that medications, while they are very important, we shouldn't rely on them solely to get the best out of your diabetes control. Healthy lifestyle is extremely important, and it's very necessary. To take a step back, you know, there are two main types of diabetes. Type 1 is a condition where the body's not really producing its own insulin. So insulin is the medication that's the gold standard for treatment in patients with type 1. And type 2 is very different. People with type 2 diabetes do produce insulin. In fact, they produce large amounts of insulin, but the body is just resistant to the action of insulin. So there are more options in terms of medication management for those who have type 2 diabetes. But in both types, lifestyle modifications such as healthy diet and exercise are extremely important in helping achieve the best control.
What's new in 2023 regarding the American Diabetes Association guidelines for managing diabetes?
Yeah, there are several exciting updates, and, you know, I kind of want to go through just a few of them. I'm going to hit the high points. There's a greater emphasis on weight management and the role that plays in reducing cardiovascular outcomes and improving diabetes control. There's also new recommendations to sleep health and physical activity, as well as kind of an increased emphasis on recognizing social factors that determine health outcomes. Those are called social determinants. We've got new blood pressure diagnosis cutoffs and new cholesterol management recommendations, just to name a few.
Give us the highlights of what's involved or recommended as far as weight management.
So weight losses of up to 15% are recommended. And this is because we just have so many newer agents that not only help control blood sugars, they actually help facilitate good, healthy weight loss. We know that weight loss is important because this is when we start to see changes or reductions in the cardiovascular events, and we also can achieve diabetes remission.
And what about physical activity? How much is recommended?
So 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every week. And moderate intensity exercise can come in many different varieties, but I use the example of brisk walking.
Tell us more about the importance of sleep in managing diabetes.
Studies have now found that abnormal sleep patterns or sleep disturbances are actually linked to worse diabetes outcomes. So higher A1Cs and less engagement with diabetes self-management. So our guidelines now recommend sleep screening for people with diabetes.
Dr. Loftley, thanks for this update about managing diabetes.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.